Title: Subway to Ableton Live 12 Transition Course. Session View to Arrangement View for Old School Jungle / DN Beat FX Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to make your drops feel heavier without just turning everything up. The vibe is old school jungle, early drum and bass, that proper suck out then slam back in energy. Think tape stop moments, dubby delay throws, filtered breakdown tension, snare roll lifts, and then the sub returns like a wrecking ball. We're going to build all of this in Session View first, because Session View is your playground. You can try ideas fast, swap clips, launch scenes, perform effects like an instrument. Then we're going to record that performance into Arrangement View, where it becomes editable, repeatable, and tight. This is intermediate level. I'm assuming you already know your way around routing, returns, macros, and basic clip launching. Let's go. First, quick prep so you don't get lost later. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. If you want a nice old-school roll that still hits, pick 165. Now group your set in a way that matches how you actually think while producing. Make a drums group for breaks and tops and kicks. Make a bass group. Make a music group for pads, stabs, atmos. And make an FX or vocals group for chops, impacts, and anything that gets thrown into space. Go to Session View. Create two scenes minimum, one called drop, one called breakdown or pre-drop. And here's a simple habit that helps a ton. Name them with bar counts, like drop 16 and break 16. It keeps you honest when you start arranging. Now we're going to build two key pieces of infrastructure. 1. A dubby transition return, like a jungle dub bus. 2. A pre-drop master style macro rack that does the subweight illusion in a mix-safe way. Let's start with a return. Create a return track and name it R. Dub Trans. This is going to be the lane you throw snares, stabs, little vocal chops into right before the drop. On this return, load echo first. Keep it stereo. Set the time to dotted eighth. 1/8 dotted is a classic, or quarter note if you want it slower and bigger. Feedback in the 35 to 55% range. Now the most important part, filter the echo so it is not dragging low end around. High pass it's somewhere between 200 and 400 Hz. You can move that depending on your material, but the rule is simple, no sub, no low kick energy in the throw. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 6%, just to stop it sounding static. After echo, put reverb, medium to large size, decay maybe 2.5 to 5 seconds, and pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient stays clear before the wash blooms. Again, low cut it hard, 250 to 500 Hz. If your reverb is rumbling, your drop will not feel heavy, it'll feel cloudy. After reverb, add saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB, turn soft clip on. This is not about making it loud. This is about making the return feel dense and audible at lower levels, like old hardware vibe. Then add auto filter, set it to high pass. Around 250 Hz is a good starting point. Resonance may be 0.7 to 1.2. This is basically a safety net so your return stays clean even when the feedback and reverb start piling up. Finally, put utility and widen the return a bit. 120 to 150% width. The idea is, the wet FX can be wide, but your core low end and your core punch stay centered. Now start sending the right things to it. Snares, crashes, vocal chops, stab hits. Keep sends modest, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB and adjust by ear. And avoid sending the sub. I'll say it again, because it's the whole genre. Do not throw your sub into a dub delay unless you're intentionally making chaos. Next up, the pre-drop bus. This is the heart of the subweight trick. You can put this on the master, but a cleaner workflow is to create a dedicated audio track called PRE Drop Bus. Then route your main groups to it, and route that bus to the master. This way, your transition processing is controlled, and you can bypass it easily for a / B checks. So create that PRE Drop Bus. Set the output of drums, bass, music, FX groups to pre-drop bus. Then PRE Drop Bus outputs to master. On pre-drop bus, load an audio effect rack. We're going to create four macros, suck out, glue push, grit, and tighten. Inside the rack, first device is auto filter. Set it to high pass mode. Map the filter frequency to macro 1. Set the macro range from 30 Hz up to 250 Hz. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.1. Don't overdo resonance. Resonance can fake loudness in the wrong spot and make your drop feel smaller, which is the opposite of what we're trying to do. Second device, glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Set the threshold, so you're doing about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction normally. Then map the threshold to macro 2, but keep the range small. You're not trying to squash the whole song. This is a gentle hold it together and a bit of controlled push into the drop. Third device, saturator. Soft clip on. Map drive to macro 3. Range from 0 to 4 dB. This is tension texture. Too much and the breakdown will already feel finished. And then the drop has nowhere to go. Fourth device, utility. Turn bass mono on. Then map width to macro 4. Range from 60% up to 100%. This is your Titan control. In the build, you can narrow slightly for focus. Then let it open back up on the drop. Now name the macros clearly. Macro 1. Suck out. HPF. Macro 2. Glue push. Macro 3. Grit. Macro 4. Titan. Here's the goal. In the last one or two bars, before the drop, you raise that high pass so the low end thins out and then on the exact downbeat of the drop, you snap it back to the bottom. The drop feels bigger because you remove the weight right before it returns. It's an illusion, but it's a powerful one. Now I'm going to add a coach note that fixes a common problem. When you high pass a whole mix, sometimes it doesn't just lose weight, it feels like it gets quieter and weaker. We don't want that. We want it to feel like the room is pressurizing, not like someone turned the volume down. So here's an optional add-on on the PRE drop bus. Right after the auto filter, put an EQ8. Add a bell somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz, plus 1 to plus 2 dB, with a Q around 0.7 to 1.0. Then map that bell gain to the same macro as the HPF, so as the HPF rises, you get a tiny bit more low-mid presence. Not a boxy hump. Just enough to keep the breakdown feeling present while the sub vanishes. And if you notice the filter resonance creates a honky bump, usually around 120 to 220 Hz, use another EQ band to notch that spot slightly. The idea is, tension without weird nasal peaks. Okay, now let's set up session view so it's performance ready. For drums, grab a classic break. Amen, think, any of that DNA. Slice it in simpler using slice mode so you can edit hits and create fills quickly. Build your main break clip for the drop scene. For the break scene, use a filtered or lighter version or even remove the kick. Then create a snare roll clip. One bar long, classic jungle move. Start at 1/16, then build a version that goes 1/32 near the end, or do it with velocity ramps. Make the velocities climb from around 70 up to 110 across the bar. It should feel like it's getting more urgent. Not just louder. For bass, separate your sub and your reese. This is not optional if you want consistent weight. Sub on its own track, like operator sign or wave eatable set clean. Reese on a separate track with its own distortion and movement. The pre-drop lift should happen on the reese, not the sub. So you might open the reese filter slightly or add some motion, but keep the sub stable so the drop lands with authority and phase coherence. Now check quantization. Set global quantization to 1 bar. This makes scene launching tight. For fast fills, you can set individual clip launch quantization to 1/4 note. That way your roll clips can jump in quickly without wrecking the bar grid. Optional but very jungle. Follow actions for your fills. Take a 1 bar fill clip and set it to go to next after 1 bar. Make 3 to 5 variations. 1 snare roll. 1 reverse cymbal. 1 time stretch hit. 1 little stutter. Then live can cycle them and you get that old sampler unpredictability, but controlled. Now we're going to perform the actual transition as a 16-bar breakdown into a drop. Here's a clean blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. Filter drums and atmos. Let it breathe. You're setting the stage. Bars 9 to 12. Bring in the snare roll energy. Start peppering dub throws. Bars 13 to 16. The suck out, tension peak, and then the final moment before impact. Now, the performance moves, and I want you to think of these like DJ moves. You're not automating for the sake of automation. Each move should tell the listener, something is coming. Move 1. Bars 9 to 16. Slowly raise macro 1. The HPF. Start around 40 to 60 Hz. So you're just shaving the deepest stuff at first. Then by the end, you might beat up around 180 to 250 Hz depending on how dramatic you want it. If you go too high too early, you'll kill the groove. Save the drama for the last bar or two. Move 2. Bars 13 to 16. Increase sends to R. DUB trans on key moments. Classic move. Throw the last snare of every two bars. Or throw a rag of vocal chop right before the void. Don't just leave the send up constantly. Make it event based. The throw should feel like you punched a button on a mixing desk. And here's another coach trick to keep the return punchy. Put a gate on the return before the reverb. Set the threshold so it closes after the hit. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That keeps it from turning into an endless wash, and your transient stays intact. Move 3. Last beat before the drop. Decide whether you want a clean slam or a wash. Clean slam means you pull the send down quickly before the downbeat so the drop is dry and violent. Wash means you let the tail bloom, but if you do that, consider high-passing the return even more right as the drop hits, so the sub owns the first downbeat. Now the drop. On the exact downbeat, snap macro 1 back down to the bottom, basically 38C. Instantly, that's the sub-weight return. Bring macro 4, width, back to 100% if you tightened. And consider easing off macro 2, glue push, so the drop breathes and punches. That's the illusion. The meters might barely change, but the downbeat feels bigger. Now we capture it. Hit arrangement record in the top transport, while recordings stay in session view. Launch your break scene, perform the macro moves and throws. Then launch your drop scene exactly on the one bar grid. Let it run at least 32 bars so you have room for the tail, and you're not cutting off your reverb. Then jump to arrangement view. You'll see your clips laid out, and you'll see automation written for your macros and your sends, as long as you moved them while recording. Now do a cleanup pass. Consolidate clips where needed. Smooth automation ramps where it makes sense. If you move to macro fast and it looks steppy or jagged, right-click the envelope and use Simplify Envelope lightly. Don't oversimplify and kill the groove. Just clean it.